I'd like you to stretch your right hand to the heavens. And say this louder than anyone around you. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens. Can you say loud and clear? Scatter in the name of Jesus. My son, I'd like you to stretch your right hand to the heavens and say this louder than anyone around you. Every conspiracy against my destiny in the heavens. In the name of Jesus. Name we pray. Open your eyes. Amen.
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 In Jesus' name we pray. Open your eyes.
Elijah.
Now look for somebody you really like. You prophesy to the life of that person like this.
Elsa, so tell us, are you need to
my friend? Your oppressors will receive divine shock within the next 7 days. In the name of Jesus, prophesy it upon your friend. Your presence will receive divine shock within the next 7 days. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Look at Jesus, la gbadura.
My friend,
Oremi,
you will not die in the wilderness of conspiracy.
Oh, Nikusi Akijuri Kishi.
In the name of Jesus.
Look at Jesus.
You will not die in the wilderness of conspiracy.
Oh, Nikusi Akijuri Kishi.
In Jesus' name we pray. Then you shout this loud and clear to your friend, my friend, your miracle will not pass you by. In the name of Jesus. It will not pass you back.
Go ni foda.
Begin to speak by the spirit of prophecy.
FM, ni aso tele, soro.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Now look for another person.
Ewa elomiran.
Amen.
Amen.
Look for another person now.
A while, you know, bye.
So every power, that wants you to remain on the same spot. Can you shout it loud and clear? Die! In the name of
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Something is already happening, beloved.
O ko isele olufe.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Every mountain,
gogo oke,
boasting against you.
Don't fanu si o.
Scatter. In the name of Jesus.
Lorukọ Jesu.
Yes.
Beni. Beni, beni, beni.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Every satanic gang up. Against your destiny.
Can
you shout it loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Maria Bosoponte Kaya Boshanta. Scatter! In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Now lay your own right hand upon your own head.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni wa da ọwọ́ ọ̀tún yín lórí yín.
Say my head.
Orí mi.
Reject failure.
Kọ́ ìkùnà.
In the name of Jesus.
Lorukọ Jesu.
Man your head to reject every kind of failure.
Pàṣẹ fórí rẹ kó kọ onírúurú ìkùnà.
Reject failure.
Kai kuna.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lorukọ Jesu la gbadura.
Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning.
Olorun ya na dupa fun owuro odi.
We give you praise.
Afiyin fun o.
For the wonders of your name.
Nitori titobi oruko re.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Pa wa lorukọ Jesu.
This morning, Lord.
Lorun aye Oluwa.
Lay your hands upon our lives.
Da wole aye wa.
Do great, mighty, and marvelous things. Move in an awesome manner. And change our lives. Rearrange our situations. To confuse every oppressor. And to give them further breakthroughs. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now listen carefully. Close your eyes and listen to me very carefully. There are some prayers we are going to pray here this morning. And you see, there are prayers and there are prayers. Prayers, you can pray just one prayer point and it has covered 500 prayer points.
Adura kan wa to je pe bi eyan ba pa koko adura kan yo gbo edegbeta isoro mole.
That's not what I said. So one prayer point to cover 500 prayer points.
Koko adura kan ti yo gbo awon adura edegbeta mole.
There are some situations that who face you.
Awon isele kan wa to le doju ko eniyan.
And you pray just one prayer point, just one.
O si ka koko adura kan soso, okan soso.
And situation will rearrange themselves.
Awon ipo eni onitan yo si tun awon to.
As a result of the prayers we're going to pray here this morning.
Nitori adura ta gba ni ilo ro yi.
Please be quiet. Listen to me very quietly.
Ejo we je ti gbo mi ni kele kele.
There are people here in this service this morning.
That
the prayers we are going to pray now.
To get adura tauka bayi.
We are going to pray this morning.
Tauka no roi.
Will be what will announce them to the world.
Oniyo ologo won gbogbo araye.
As a result of the prayers we're going to pray here this morning,
nítorí àdúrà tá a gbà ní lóòrọ̀ yìí,
there are so many people that have been neglected.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn ló wà tí wọ́n ti ṣáàtì,
laid aside,
tí wọ́n ti pàtì.
People just pass you by.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan fojú wò ọ́ lásán.
Take no notice of your person.
Wọn ò kíyèsí ọ.
But as you pray this morning, these prayers, there will be a rearrangement in the heavens. As a result of the prayers we're going to pray this morning, there are so many people they have been laughing at. Some are even being challenged by unbelievers. Some have been told that, well, why don't you forget Christianity? Forget your church, forget Christianity. As a result of the prayers we're going to pray now, please mark these words carefully. These same people who are saying so will follow you here. As a result of the prayers we're going to pray here this morning, there are some people here.
You
see, when that promotion will come, you will not even be able to pray. Because you'll be so shocked, so surprised. And you open your mouth in wonder. So many things will happen here. As a result of this morning's service and the prayers we're going to pray afterwards. The words I'm speaking to you now, they're not ordinary words. They're words to be noted. And mark my words too. There are people who have been pursued by the same kind of wickedness from the womb, and they are still pursuing them now.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan ń bẹ́ bí tó jẹ́ wípé ìwà ìkà tó ń lé wọn láti inú oyún ó sì ń lé wọn tì sí sí.
But as a result of the prayers of today,
ṣùgbọ́n nítorí àdúrà òní,
the pursuit of the enemy,
ìlépa ọ̀tá,
shall suddenly expire.
Yóò dópin lójijì.
These are very serious matters.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lágbára làwọn ọ̀rọ̀ wọ̀nyí.
Serious matters.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lágbára.
As a result of the prayers here this morning,
nítorí àdúrà tá a gbà níbí lóòrọ̀ yìí,
there are some people here.
Àwọn ènìyàn kan bẹ ń bí.
The enemy has put a wall of barrier.
Ọ̀tá ti mọ odi ìdábù.
Between you and your husband.
Láàárín rẹ àtọkọ rẹ.
Between you and your children.
Láàárín rẹ àtàwọn ọmọ rẹ.
They are even calling you a witch.
Wọ́n ti ẹ̀ ń gbé ọ lájẹ.
But these prayers,
ìgbàwọ̀ àdúrà yìí,
would dissolve the wall.
Wọ́n ò kiri ọ̀hún.
Lord, we're here this morning.
Olúwa bẹ́ ń bí lóòrọ̀ yìí.
Waiting and expecting to be blessed.
À ń dúró àti ń retí ìbùkún rẹ.
Open the windows of heaven.
Ẹ ṣí fèrèsé ọ̀run sílẹ̀.
And shower your breakthrough powers.
Ẹ sì fi agbára.
Upon all those who are gathered here this day,
lórí gbogbo àwọn tó ń bẹ ń bí,
so that their lives will no longer remain the
same. Ayé wọn bá bàárí bákan náà mọ.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Ẹ ṣeun bàbá wa.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Lórúkọ la Jésù la gbàdúrà.
Let's have a seat, beloved.
Ẹ ká jókòó olùfẹ́.
Let me share with you briefly.
Ẹ jẹ́ ń sọ pẹ̀lú wa ní ṣókí.
As the Holy Spirit allows me,
níbẹ̀ ni mo bá ṣe fààyè gbà mí.
On what the prayer is going to center upon.
Lórí ohun tí àdúrà wò dá lé lórí.
This morning, we're looking at, and we're going to focus our prayers on what I call the power. The power of divine favor. The power of divine favor. And so you have to be very fast because we want to look at some scriptures. Listen, beloved. The key to explosive success is what we're discussing now. What distinguishes a man from another?
Ohun tó ń ya ọkùnrin kan sọ́tọ̀ kúrò lọ́dọ̀ ẹlòmíì.
Is a measure of divine favor upon his life.
Òun ni ìṣìwọ̀n ojú rere Ọlọ́run lórí ayé rẹ̀.
In the book of Luke chapter 2.
Nínú ìwé ìyìn rere Lúkù orí kejì.
Verse 52.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlé.
Luke chapter 2 verse 52. We have to be very quick. And the Bible says, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with who? And also with who?
Man.
He increased in favor with God and man.
So
one notice that Jesus, according to this Bible, this book of the Bible was born in chapter 1 of the book. And this thing we're saying now is recorded in just chapter
2.
So very early in the life of Jesus Christ, this powerful element called favor was upon his life. Note that scripture. Go back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 60.
Isaiah only Ogota.
Verse 10.
Ese Kewa.
Isaiah chapter 60.
Isaiah only Ogota.
Verse 10.
Ese Kewa.
Please follow the scriptures properly. And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls. If I were you, my amen would be and their kings shall minister unto thee. So in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Favor brings mercy. In Psalm 30 verse 5.
Only David, only Ogbon, essay Karun.
Psalm 30 verse 5.
Only David, only Ogbon, essay Karun.
Psalm 30 verse 5 says this.
Only David, only Ogbon, essay Karun. Kawaii.
Very popular scripture that one.
Essay Ololorun to gbogbo amo.
For his anger endureth but a moment.
Nítorí pé ní ìṣẹ́jú kan ni ìbínú rẹ̀ pẹ́.
In his favor is what?
Ní ojú rere rẹ̀ ni ìyẹ́pẹ́ wà.
Weeping men there for a night.
Bí ẹkún pẹ́ di alẹ́ kan.
But joy cometh in the morning.
Ṣùgbọ́n ayọ̀ ń bọ̀ ní òwúrọ̀.
Everything as a result of his favor.
Ohun gbogbo látàrí ojú rere ni.
Note that one too.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kíyèsí lè náà.
Go straight away.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká tún lọ tààrà.
To the book of Proverbs.
Sínú òwe òwe.
Look at Proverbs chapter 8.
Òwe orí kẹjọ.
Verse 35.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkàlógójì.
Proverbs 8:35. Let me make you see the abundant way and the way the scriptures describe this thing we're talking about. Proverbs 8:35. For whoso findeth me, findeth what?
Life.
And shall obtain favor.
Yes,
he shall obtain favor.
Yes,
in Proverbs chapter 12 now.
You know where we
look at verse 2.
Where say KG?
Proverbs 12:2.
Where we only say KG?
A good man obtained favor of the Lord. But a man of wicked devices will he condemn. So a good man obtains favor. Go back to the book of Psalms. Psalm 5. Verse 12. I want to show you the importance of this matter. If you pray here this morning, and for 1 week you cannot even talk again because your voice has gone, but you have divine favor. You've made a good bargain. In Psalm 5 verse 12, for thou, Lord, we bless the righteous with favor without compassion as with a shield. Favor can encompass you. Psalm 30 verse 7.
Only David only upon. Essay KJ.
Psalm 30 7.
Only David only upon. Essay
KJ. Lord.
Only the Oluwa.
By thy favor, thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. Favor strengthens you. In Psalm 44, verse 3. Psalm 44:3. But they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own hand save them, but thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance. Why? Because thou hast a favor. So when his favor is upon you, you have what you call sweatless victory. He said they got the land, but not about their own sword. Never did their own arm save them, but divine favor. Divine favor. Look at the same Psalm 89 verse 17. 89:17 says this. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy favor our own shall be exalted. Favor exalts you. Understand this very well. Now something that brothers will find very interesting. Brothers, it's in Proverbs chapter 18,
verse
22. Proverbs 18:22. I think the sisters, you find it interesting too. Proverbs 18:22. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth what? Marrying a good husband, marrying a good wife is an object of favor. Favor will make you to find a good partner. These are very, very serious matters. In Psalm 41, you know, the scriptures does not repeat things too much. But once you see the Bible repeating things, repeating. It's because it's very serious. Said out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, the truth shall be established. There are multiple witnesses now. Psalm 41 verse 11. By this I know that thou favorest me. Because my enemy does not triumph over me. Can you read that scripture
louder?
So when your enemies are disappointed,
it's
a sign of favor. It's a serious matter. In Luke chapter 1, verse 28. Luke 1:28. Look at what happened to Mary. What made her to be picked out to be the mother of the Savior? Luke 1:28 says, and the angel came in unto her and said,
"Hail,
thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." So there is something known as high favor again. So meaning there is no favor, small favor. There was somebody who is highly favored. I know there are people here today who will be highly favored. Let them shout a loud hallelujah. So because of the importance of this matter, beloved, the Bible says you can actually pray for favor. Look at Job chapter 33. Verse 26. Job 33. 26. You can pray for it. Job 33:26. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him. You can pray and favor can come your way. You can ask for it in prayer. Like the Bible says, look at Psalm 106. Psalm 106 verse 4. Here is the psalmist praying for favor. Psalm 106:4. He said, "Remember me, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people.
O
visit me with thy salvation." Because of this serious matter, you and I need to cry to the Lord today. Father, I want divine favor over my life. We need to cry to the heavens. Father, baptize me with the spirit of favor. Baptize with the spirit of favor. I had a friend in the secondary school. His name was Festus Okonkwo. I almost collapsed the day he was being introduced to me as Alhaji Okonkwo. Are you not Festus?
Festus Okonkwo.
Say, keep quiet, my friend. I want contract. So for a man to change his own name and status because he wanted contract, it's a sign that there is no favor. Divine favor, beloved,
is
what every human being on earth needs. There is no terrible situation that divine favor cannot turn around for good. With divine favor upon your life, there is no limit to what you can become in life. That's why if you read your Bible well, by divine favor, many have won battles. Many became heroes. Many slaves became kings. Many captives turned to the captors. Many confirmed failures became successful. By divine favor, beloved, you will win the willingness of God to help you, to protect you, and to be kind to you. When you need complete victory, want to make satanic agents a footstool, you need something called divine favor. Sometimes in times of temptations, it's divine favor that sustains you and lifts you up when you will have fallen down flat. Beloved, the truth is this: a servant who has won divine favor will be treated with honor and he will enjoy the privileges and rights of the freeborn. With divine favor, it becomes easy to have breakthroughs. That's one of the earliest statements I made this morning. What distinguishes a man from another, a woman from another woman, is the measure of divine favor upon them. That divine favor will open every door that was closed against you. It will remove all the obstacles in your way and bring you success where others have failed. Even if you are living in a desert place, favor can turn the place to Garden of Eden. Even if you are surrounded by mountains, favor can make the mountain to become plain before you. Divine favor will turn your impossibilities to possibilities. Divine favor will make your wish to be the command of heavens. When the spirit of favor is upon you, men and women will compete to do you good. When that favor is upon you, you have what to call the concentrated presence of God around your life. Without divine favor, tragedy can occur instantly. But when divine favor is upon you, when the tragedy is some few minutes away, the Lord takes you out of the scene. When divine favor is upon you, when there is going to be a troubling of the situations, they will remove you from the scene. You may not know it is favor. You may be crying, I don't know why I was removed. It's because danger wants to strike, and the Lord does not want you to be a part of it. It takes you out of the way. Divine favor frustrates all the efforts of the enemy in your life. That divine favor will make you a mystery. Because you are a lamb in the midst of wolves, and the wolves discover they can't do anything to you. You will be passing through the wolves, and they can't do nothing. So you will now become a wonder amongst your contemporaries. I know there are people here this morning who receive divine favor. Let the people shout a loud hallelujah. When divine favor is upon you, your Balaam will come against you with his seven altars, his seven bullocks,
his
seven rams, in order to curse you. But the curse will be converted to blessing. If the favor is upon you. With divine favor upon your life, any drop of tear that you shed, the Lord grabs it from your eye, turns it to an acidic river and pours it back into the camp of the enemy that is troubling your life. That divine favor is like a red mark that the enemy must not cross. It keeps your enemies where it belongs. Many years back, a brother was promoted at the place of work. And somebody came to threaten him. You were promoted. Okay. We will see whether you shall enjoy the promotion. You will die within 7 days. He said to the brother. And the brother was first of all shaking. Because the last person that fellow said that to in the place of work died within 7 days. I can confirm that one. Because the person that he threatened the first time that died was a father to some of the students I was teaching in school. I knew when the man died. Now they have gone to threaten somebody. So you two, you are promoted, you die within 7 days. I decree by the decree of heaven that any power that is threatening your life with death shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Let your amen be loud and clear. Let your amen be loud and clear. So this brother gathered courage and went to this man who threatened him. On day one after the threat, say, okay. I'm not dead though. I'm still alive. This is day one. That one said, wait and see. Of course, the brother knew that he had looked for trouble. He started night vigil from that day one. Day two. He went to the office again. Coco. Okay. I'm still alive. And the man said there are 5 days more. And he was going every day. Then on the day it was going to be day seven. Day seven. By 12 midnight. He was trying to pray. But a strange sleep took him away. And as was as in that short dream that he had, he saw himself inside the garden. The garden was fenced around. Outside the garden was a tall, dark man. And this fellow from his place of work was standing by that tall, dark man. And I was pointing at him.
So,
that's the person I want to catch. That's the person. And this dark man said, is it that one? Let's pick another one. These are children of the Most High. Say no. So, but he was telling the dark man, say, but the covenant that he had with him was that anybody I ask you to kill, you kill. That one answered, but you know, in that covenant, he says that if you ask me to kill somebody and I do not succeed, I'll kill you. So these are children of the Most High God. We don't touch this kind. Let's kill another person. And the vision cleared. The same. The brother was in the office. Sir, hold on. This is the same I'm still alive. I'm not dead. Within the following 7 days, the one who was threatening this child of God was buried. This is a very serious matter. What was with that brother? Divine favor has created a red mark that the enemy cannot cross. Divine favor is a powerful product from heaven. It programs unlimited success. Makes a difference between a mediocre and a high flyer. Divine favor makes a man to matter inside and outside. It goes before you to repair your ways. It serves as a ladder to the top. And it is supervised by God Himself. That's divine favor. Joseph moved from prison to palace because of the favor of God that was upon him. No matter what your destiny is, if you have favor, it will beautify your destiny. And wherever you are, no matter how concentrated your enemies are, with divine favor, you can be great within 24 hours. Within 24
hours.
It has the capacity to double your financial worth. When that favor is upon you,
when you're
struggling to move forward, and the struggling to move forward is eliminated, this is that favor that will push you. It will guarantee your divine release into many beautiful things. You want the distance between your dreams and your realization to be shortened? Pray the prayer of divine favor. Divine favor is a powerful weapon that believers don't understand and they don't even use. Many years ago, when we preached a message like this in the church where I was, many years ago, one brother caught the fire of it. So whenever he arrives at a place, he says, I claim divine favor. Let the spirit of favor envelope my life. And if they say something is not available to any other person, he will get his own. He gave this testimony.
So
that was the day he was going to collect something.
And
he arrived there. And the secretary said, they are only giving 200 forms. It's already been given out. It's finished. It's not even coming. It's finished. This is where we're keeping the form. It's finished.
It's
okay, you can go. The brother said, but I need this thing. So the secretary took his eyes away from him and was facing somebody else. And there the brother began the prayer again. Quietly. Let the spirit of favor come upon me now. Let the spirit of favor come upon me now. I claim the spirit of favor. As he said that one. All of a sudden, the same secretary said, I didn't know. I thought all the fire. There is one form fell down from under the table. Okay, so you can take this. Yeah, it's a person who will have worked that without a form. So if you must have uncommon success, uncommon breakthrough, if you must be possessed by the supernatural hand that will take you to the arena of greatness, you need divine favor. You need that envelope around your life. You are a spinster, you are not married, you better pray for favor. A man, you are not married, you better pray for favor. When this favor is upon you, if you are a woman and you get married into a particular place, the place you got married to must improve. Not that immediately after your marriage, you lose your job, just one loses his job, your vehicle has an accident, everybody is sick. No. Not that you got married. And you're a man. Design the wife is sacked. It's trouble.
Voilà.
If you have divine favor upon you, it's not supposed to be so. With divine favor upon you, how can you put something down and you say it's not selling? It has to sell.
It
has to sell. I remember when I was a student many years ago, I was much more rascally than this. I was coming back from England after my PhD. My air ticket allowed me to carry 20 kilograms. That's what we're allowed to carry. Ask me how much I brought to the airport. Somebody is here who can confirm this story because it was really that day.
So
I pushed my luggage in. The man said, take it out. Unless you want to pay. So you have money? Say no, no money. Okay, that means you don't want to travel. Take it away. So we took it away. So we just joined our hands in a short prayer. Favor. And then we left the place and went and sat down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We went and bought tea with the small money that was left in our hand. All of a sudden, the person who said there is no way you cannot travel was one that left a counter to come and call us.
Bring it.
I found some people without any luggage, so I've converted it to yours.
We
went back there. And then he said something. A white woman.
Said,
I saw you praying. So please pray for me. When there is favor upon your life, you have a divine approval. You have divine accommodation. Divine backing. Divine cooperation. Divine kindness. Divine regard. Divine support. God singles you out for breakthrough. And then life becomes easier for you. With that favor, you would distinguish yourself amongst a sea of people. And that favor will announce you to men. It is that favor that makes men to remember you.
You
know, sometimes those who should help people just forget them. But when there is divine favor upon you, those who are to help you will lose their sleep until they come and help you. I ask again this morning, how many of you here want divine favor upon your life? Shout it loud, hallelujah. And help you. I ask again this morning, how many of you here want divine favor upon your life? Shout it loud, hallelujah. Divine favor is the strength of progress. Please, can you sort this audio out? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me now? I said divine favor is the strength of progress and is the termination of struggling and wrestling. It will make somebody out of nobody. Then your destiny will not be grounded. God will treat you with generosity. There will be divine preference for you. And it will move you forward while others are stagnant. It makes you laugh while others are crying. It will announce a celebration while others are disgraced. It will command people's attention to you. It makes you to be a source of wonder.
Look at your wonder.
And then it will open up all closed blessings. People now begin to honor you and they begin to see you in a fresh light. Although you are an ordinary man, now you become extraordinary in operation. To capital. It immunizes you from being wasted by the enemy. There is no one who has a divine favor upon his life that the enemy can waste. It's not possible. That favor engineers productive performance. Then God will be fighting your battle. Then he will sit you down as a spectator and say, just watch me fight. Then you will tower above every contrary circumstances facing you. We need to pray. And like I told you,
so
there are prayers. There are prayers that will make heavens fight for you. There are prayers that will give an advantage over others. There are prayers that will make men and women compete to do you good. There are prayers that will make heaven rush to your help. There are prayers that will make whatsoever you lay your hands upon to prosper. Beloved, the enemy has cheated many of us by stealing favor from us. We must claim the favor back. The Bible says the Lord shall bless you with favor. And that in the favor of God, there is life. When you have favor with God, favor with man is automatic. Perhaps you're already operating some small level of favor. You need to cry out this morning that, Lord, increase my favor. Because favor has degrees, favor has levels. Say, hey, thou woman of God, thou art highly favored. And because she was highly favored, she was chosen to be the mother of the Messiah. I know there is somebody here who will receive mighty divine favor. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Rise up on your feet. If you pray the prayer of this morning, for 1 week you cannot talk again. No problem. As far as you collect the favor upon your life, and God puts you in the envelope of favor. The envelope of favor. Wherever you go, even when they say things are difficult, very difficult, no way out, say it's not possible, then the same way, you'll be favored. I know a woman in this fellowship. He was took her passport. And went to the embassy. One of the very strict embassies. So I want visa. White man, say, what do you want it for? Say, I want to start to sell shoes. Where is your statement of account? I don't have. The one I have, there is no money inside. The man began to laugh. So what did you eat before coming here this morning? The woman said, Eba. The woman said, do you want to eat part of it? No. They started playing with each other. That's how she got a visa. While others were being thrown out. It's a very serious matter. A believer's father owns the earth and the fullness thereof. So if he's now wallowing in trouble, poverty, and backwardness in the land of his father, it's either that child is ignorant, he has offended that father, or is mad. Close your eyes now. Already, there's a cloud of heavenly favor overshadowing this place. And I know it will fall on somebody. He will cry out like fire and like thunder. My father!
Baba!
Your celebration shall be announced. But to some of us, we have not started praying yet. When you begin this prayer, you will focus. Your mind will not go here and there.
And
all of a sudden, you feel an anointing coming upon you.
I mean, you
physically feel it. Say this again loud and clear.
Divine
favor! Look at me by fire! In the name of Jesus. Speak, speak.
Sarah.
Don't be afraid.
I get it now.
Yes.
Ben.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Ben.
Yes.
Ben.
That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. So many things are happening to so many people. And it's all happening at the same time. Oh yes.
Ben.
Oh yes.
Ben.
You have been behind for too long. His favor is moving you forward. Open unto me by fire. In the name of Jesus.
Continue.
The doors of uncommon promotion, uncommon progress, uncommon success, uncommon power. Name we pray.
Lord, call Jesus.
This next prayer will bring what is known as 24-hour breakthroughs. Get ready for it, beloved. Get ready for it. Yes. Oh, this is wonderful. This is wonderful. Look at what is happening.
That
the cloud of favor that was hanging here has developed into rain and is falling on people. When the favor of God came upon Mordecai, the king lost his sleep until he showed favor to
Mordecai.
He will shout his loud and clear. Oh, heavens of my favor! Can you say this louder than anyone else? Open! In the name of Jesus. Open. Somebody to open up.
You
must open up in the name of Jesus.
Side.
Don't be afraid. Somebody is up now
already.
Open. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, name we pray. Silence. What a wonderful day to be here. I congratulate all of you who have come. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank the Lord for what He has done for you. Begin to thank him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. We have several more prayers to pray, which is the seal to today's ministration. And don't go away without praying them. Very quickly, bring out your title and pronounce uncommon favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus, let him pronounce uncommon favor. Oh God, arise and pronounce uncommon favor upon my life. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
I see someone in a large building.
Ore enikan ninu ile nla kan.
The kind of building they say you will never live in.
Ire ile ta lo le pe nu e.
Lord your God,
Oluwa Olorun
has done something mighty for you this
morning.
Say showers of blessings.
Awara ojo ibuku.
Awara.
Tide.
Envy of my life.
Ragabu aye mi.
In the name of Jesus.
Lorupa Jesu.
Showers of blessings.
Awara ojo ibuku tide.
Envy not my life.
Ragabu aye mi.
Masente kaya bo shente rabo koraba. Yes. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh God,
arise.
And single me out for uncommon success. In the name of Jesus,
Loruko Jesu,
single me out for uncommon success. Oh yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Every artillery of darkness. Assign against my favor. Backfire. In the name of Jesus. The artillery of darkness. Assign against my favor. Backfire in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Shout this with a tone of finality.
Efi ohun o to je kigbele.
I break loose.
Omo aluyo.
Can you shout this loud and clear?
Ekigbele lo rara.
From the spirit of backwardness.
Kuro ninu emi alarin.
Can you shout this loud and clear? I break loose. In the name of Jesus. I break loose from that spirit now. In the name of Jesus. Break loose, 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 break loose. Let's begin to break loose. Break loose, break loose. Break loose, break loose, break loose, break loose. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. 2 more prayers.
Adura, AGC.
2 more prayers.
Adura, AGC.
I wish you could see what is happening here this morning. Every dream of backwardness. Shout it louder than anyone around you.
Die!
In the name of Jesus. Destroy the dream of backwardness. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The dream of backwardness. Destroy them. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
This is the final prayer.
Adura to kein re.
The final seal.
Etiti to kein.
On the cry to the heavens.
Lorike.
That God has so wondrously answered
there
today. Anti-favor power. Of my father's house. Shout it louder than anyone here. Make it a lot louder than that, beloved. Shout it louder than anyone here. Shout it with holy anger. Shout it louder than that. Die! In the name of Jesus. Last strike. Yes. That's the power of God. He's coming upon you. Yes. The power of your father's house that does not want you to have favor. Let him die. Yes, anti favor power of your father's house. Die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu lagbadura.
Raise your right hand to the heavens.
No, what so care.
And say what I'm going to say after.
Yes, we too we tell me.
Say, my father.
Baba mi.
I raise up my right hand to you.
But no what too, Mr.
Envelope my hand.
For what me?
With the oil of favor. Envelope this hand with the anointing for favor. I claim the anointing for favor everywhere I go. Doors will open unto me of their own accord. You will demonstrate your power in my life. By your name, which is called Wonderful. Shout a sevenfold amen.